Hello and welcome to the Soul Refuge Podcast. My name is W.F. White. I am a born-again Bible-believing Christian, and Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Be blessed. Is there a curse upon the gospel of Roman Catholicism? That is the question. That is the message I have for you today, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, speaking to you as a former Roman Catholic. It's a great joy for me to be able to share these messages, this salvation message with you today. You know, we are living in a day, we're living in a time when there have been millions of people who have been bamboozled and deceived into believing that the Roman Catholic gospel is the true gospel that is found within the scriptures, when nothing could be further from the truth. And, you know, basically, folks, the scriptures warn us about these very things. The Apostle Paul, he warned the true believers against believing another gospel or a different gospel, which is not the true gospel of Jesus Christ. Here we go to the scriptures now. Galatians chapter 1, verses 8 through 10. Listen to what Paul wrote. "But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ." Powerful passage of scripture, you know, within those verses. Twice Paul, he said the same thing over and over again, "But though we are an angel from heaven." And then he says, "As we said before, so I say again." That shows you how important this issue is, ladies and gentlemen. So we're living in a day when pastors, ministers, no matter where you go, you'll find these ecumenical meetings, ladies and gentlemen, where you'll have so-called ministry leaders, pastors, sitting side by side with Roman Catholic priests on the same platform. Folks, this has been going on for decades now. I mean, a long time. I mean, Catherine Kuhlman, remember Catherine Kuhlman? She used to sit on a platform. She always liked to surround herself with Roman Catholic priests and nuns because I think they said it, she said it lent validity to her ministry. I mean, this is the day and the time we are living in, ladies and gentlemen. So the question is there a curse upon the gospel of Roman Catholicism? Yes, there is. Absolutely. I speak as a former Roman Catholic. I was set free from that counterfeit gospel. So the unity that you see taking place in the church today, the unity with the Church of Rome, is not of the Lord. I make no apology for saying that either, folks. So millions of Christians, they've been lulled into a spiritual stupor because their pastors, this is what they do. They don't want to be put out of the church. They want a place to go, so they put up with it. And this is where we are today, ladies and gentlemen. And little by little, this is the way that the enemy works. Little by little, that stuff gets in, and now it's just widely accepted. Oh, yes. So listen to what Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 3 and 4. Listen, "But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him." So, first of all, we learn here, ladies and gentlemen, the Apostle Paul, he's talking about the serpent beguiling Eve. So we know that this Jewish apostle, okay, this is the man that knew the Hebrew scriptures inside and out, folks. This man thought he was serving God until he realized he wasn't. He was a persecutor of Christians, consenting unto the death of many Christians, gloriously saved, and now he's preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Look what he does. He's quoting things that happened back in the Garden of Eden. So obviously, this man believed in that account. People think it's a fairy tale. No, it's not. This is the word of God, folks. This is the scripture. So the serpent, that's speaking of the devil, beguiled Eve. You could say bewitched Eve, okay? Through his subtlety, he says, be careful that your minds, okay, are not corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. So the gospel of Roman Catholicism, it is a corrupt gospel. It is a polluted gospel, and that's what we're going to talk about here. It's another Jesus, folks. The Roman Catholic Jesus is not the Jesus as described in the scriptures. The real Jesus told his followers to follow him. He never appointed a pope to be the Holy Father for the believer. The real Jesus Christ never expected his people to be led by a political religious system such as the Vatican in Rome, which promotes their man-made traditions to keep people in spiritual bondage. The real Jesus Christ conquered sin and death once and for all on the cross almost 2,000 years ago. The Roman Catholic Jesus is being offered up on a daily basis in an unbloody manner in the sacrifice of the Mass, which is absolute heresy in the sight of Almighty God. Millions need to be alerted to the truth that they can go directly to Jesus Christ by faith for the salvation of their soul without the need of a pope or a local Catholic priest. Folks, I speak as a former Roman Catholic. That is what I did. I got saved. There is no need for the Roman Catholic Mass. There is no need for a pope. There is no need to go to a priest, also called Father, by the way. So right then and there we see it is not the same Jesus of the scriptures. Point number two, it's another spirit. The Roman Catholic Spirit is not the Holy Spirit described in the scriptures. The real Holy Spirit will guide the believer into truth, and he will always testify about Jesus Christ. If you look in the Gospel of John, chapter 15 and 26, and John 16, 13 to 14, you can read about the Comforter. You read about the Spirit of Truth. The Spirit of God will always point you to Jesus Christ, not to a Holy Father in Rome or a Holy Father in your local parish. The Holy Spirit guides into truth. Okay, and the Holy Spirit is going to show you the basic truths of the gospel that you know you can be saved without a pope, a priest, or any popish interpretation of the scriptures, man-made tradition. So it was the Holy Spirit of truth who delivered me out from that demonic system of Roman Catholicism. The Spirit which controls the Roman Catholic system is not the Holy Spirit of truth. Do not ever forget that. It is another spirit. And that's what the Apostle Paul was warning us about. Point number three, it is another gospel. The gospel of the Roman Catholic system is not the gospel of Jesus Christ as is found in the scriptures. As I said, the Catholic gospel elevates their pope. It exalts Mother Mary as a mediator and mother of the Christian church. The Roman Catholic system also declares that their Roman Catholic priest can satisfy the justice of God for sins committed against him in that Mass, okay? You'll find that in the New St. Joseph Baltimore Catechism, Lesson 27, Item 361, Item number 4, and that's page 173 of that catechism, which has, by the way, the imprimatur of Rome, which means the doctrines within that book are approved by the Vatican. So every time, ladies and gentlemen, a Catholic priest is offering up what they call the sacrifice of their Catholic Mass, they believe that the justice of God is being satisfied. I mean, you want to talk heresy, folks. That is heresy. So I attended tons of Catholic Masses in my life, and I did not realize I was lost and on my way to hell until I was born again of the Spirit. You know, that's religiosity, folks. You can go to church. You can be religious and appear to be, a good person, a nice person, maybe Your family thinks you're wonderful. Your friends think you're wonderful. But in the sight of a holy God, you're not saved until you're saved the biblical way, folks. You're born again of the Spirit, okay? You recognize that Christ paid the price in full for you. That's how it was for me. So remember, I came out of that system. So I was on my way to hell, as I said, folks, going to my Catholic masses, but dead in my sins. So Rome declares that Christ is being offered up, listen to this, in an unbloody manner. Every time a priest offers up the sacrifice of the Mass, but the Bible tells us that the blood atones for the soul. Leviticus 17, verse 11. So the Church of Rome, they continue the sacrifice of the cross. Listen to this from Lesson 27, item 360, page 171 in that same New St. Joseph Catechism, Baltimore Catechism. Listen to this. The Mass is the same sacrifice as the sacrifice of the cross, because in the Mass, the victim is the same and the principal priest is the same Jesus Christ. I mean, folks, this alarms should be ringing in your mind right now, in your heart. My, oh my. They're telling you, this is the Church of Rome, this is their teaching, the Mass is the same sacrifice as the sacrifice of the cross. That's unbelievable for them to teach that. Christ paid it in full. He did it once, folks. It's done with. He said, it is finished, folks. So they believe that their Catholic Mass is the very same sacrifice as what took place almost 2,000 years ago, folks. This is how they keep people in bondage, by the way. You know, I think they say there are close to a billion people that are Roman Catholic in the entire world. That's incredible. So they keep people in bondage with these teachings. Can you imagine this? And I was one of them until the Lord set me free. Glory to God. So they believe that the principal priest doing that sacrifice is the same Jesus Christ. I mean, friends, this is heresy, is blasphemy against the true and living God. If a person does not agree with that teaching, by the way, you're under one of their curses. Can you imagine this? You know, I spoke about this many times, but I know that we have new listeners. This curse, the curses that are found, that I'm talking about, they're found in the Council of Trent. They had over 100 anathemas or curses against people who disagree with their teachings. I am one of them, by the way. So they put curses on people. So you have this political religious system keeping people in bondage, insisting that they are the only one true church. Can you imagine this? And they have curses upon people that disagree with their teachings. So I want to show you the insanity of this ecumenical unity with the Church of Rome. Think about this. The Church of Rome does not back away from any of these curses. Those curses from the Council of Trent were upheld by the Vatican II Council in 1964 and 65. So this is total insanity. You have people joining in unity with a system that is putting curses upon people who believe the true gospel. So that's the insanity of the world, the Christian world that we're living in today, folks. And when you will talk to pastors about this, they go into gibberish mode, folks. They'll give you some nonsense talk. They will not agree with that they are compromising their walk with the Lord in any way. That's where we are today, folks. This is the day in which we are living. Meanwhile, back in Mexico, I've spoken about this before, true Christians in Chiapas, Mexico, recently, in fact, it was during the time, around the time, and even before, when the Pope went over in, to Mexico to worship, I think, a Lady of Guadalupe, and all the Catholics were around there. He rode around in his Pope mobile, and there they are by the tens of thousands, maybe millions. He's riding around his Pope mobile, but true Christians in Chiapas, Mexico, the very place, the very town that the Pope visited, they recently had all of their property confiscated. Some were thrown into jail simply because they refused to convert to Roman Catholicism. You ever wonder, folks, why you don't hear about any of this stuff in the major media? This is the bondage, folks. People are in bondage to the Church of Rome. That man can walk into any country, and you will have people bowing down before him, running up him as if he was a god, kissing his ring. This is insanity, folks, yet it's still going on. So here are these true Christians, many former ex-Catholics, genuinely born again of the Spirit. They were holding Christian meetings in their private homes, and the local authorities did not like it. Can you imagine that? So here they're being persecuted by the Church of Rome. My, oh, my. And yet, the modern day church, think about this for a minute. Where are these on fire so-called anointed preachers? Say they're filled with the Holy Ghost. Never speak about these things. You ever wonder about this stuff, folks? Do you ever wonder and say, what's going on here? You see, those same people know that if they speak out against stuff like this, then many of their ministry opportunities are going to be cut off and taken away. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So they zip their lips and they continue to do what they're doing, even though they know that this stuff is going on. This is the day that we are living in. Galatians 4:16, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? So keep in mind, folks, Jesus Christ, he's not impressed with religion. Okay, he's not impressed with any of that stuff. Remember Nicodemus, the Jewish rabbi? He came to Jesus by night because he saw what was going on. He saw the miracles and so on and so forth. And, you know, he knew that Jesus was sent by God at the very least. And, you know, Jesus, listen to what Jesus said to him in that passage from John 3. We'll go to verses 6 through 8. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth or wishes, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to go to heaven, If you hope to be in heaven when you die, read those verses again. Stop your video and read them over and over. Ask yourself the question, am I born again? Folks, if you're not born again, you're not in the kingdom of God. You're still outside the kingdom. You have a natural birth, a physical birth, and that's what it means to be born of the flesh. But Jesus makes it clear you must be born again of the Spirit. You see, so that's the word, folks. Are you born again? Have you ever been born again of the Spirit? If you have not been born again, today is the day of salvation, folks. So it doesn't matter whether you're Jewish or Gentile. This applies to every man and woman in the whole world, Jewish and Gentile. You must be born again, all right? Don't ever forget that you must be born again. Great, great. In fact, that song comes to mind. You must be born again. You must be born again. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, you must be born again. Glory to God. So it's a great thing, folks, to be born again. So, and don't forget that verse from the scriptures regarding calling a man, you know, the Pope addressed by the title Holy Father. My, oh, my. Look at this, Matthew 23:9, spoken by Christ himself, and call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father which is in heaven. My, oh my, to take a title like that and have people bow before you and kiss your ring, where is the conviction? My, oh my, where are the true Christian pastors that will speak to this man? My, where are the leaders? So let's go now to Romans 5:6-9. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. You know, those verses, I quote them often, and the reason I do that, folks, is because that passage of Scripture, it destroys the false gospel of Roman Catholicism. It eliminates the sacrifice of the Mass. It eliminates the Roman Catholic priesthood, because it tells us that God's love toward us while we were yet sinners, that Christ died for us and that we're justified by his blood. I don't have to go to a Catholic Mass and have a priest do a transubstantiation and the sacrifice of the Mass, folks. That's man-made tradition, and that's the center of the false gospel of Rome. You don't need to have Mary or Roman Catholic saints as mediators. Why? Because the Bible says there's one mediator. 1 Timothy 2:5, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Jesus Christ conquered sin and death for us, folks. That's how we get in. Acts 4:10 to 12, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. It was a man healed. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. You want to go to heaven, folks? Do you want to go to heaven? Listen to what Jesus said. He's telling you something here. John 14:1-6. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So here you have the Lord bringing comfort, ladies and gentlemen. He says, don't let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Look at that. He's going to prepare a place for those who believe in him, folks. And he says, you want to know the way? He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There's one way in, folks. You know, many people in this modern day, you know, all roads lead to heaven. We're all going to end up in the same place. Not so. You want to be in heaven, folks, you're coming through Jesus Christ. No other way except through Jesus Christ. No second chance after a person passes into eternity. No purgatory. This is what I grew up with, purgatory. The people having masses said for the dead people, mass cards. You go into the funeral parlor, you see the stand there with the mass cards. They're still praying for people after they're dead. Folks, hear me now. When you pass through that door of death and all resuscitation efforts are over, the person's, it's settled. Either they're going to heaven or going to hell. There is an ultimate judgment day that is coming, but hear me now, folks. There's no chance for those after they're dead. No purgatory. There is no such place. It's a counterfeit, imaginary place. It does not exist. It never existed. So yet to this day, people will make a donation for a mass card. Think about this now, if there are a billion Catholics in the world and people are still having masses said and making donations to the Catholic Church, the math in that, the mathematics, you're talking probably billions of dollars. This is what I'm talking about, folks. So Jesus, he preached about heaven, he preached about hell, he preached about salvation, damnation. Never would you hear him speak about a Roman Catholic purgatory, folks. This is an invention, another invention of Rome. Look at what Jesus said after he rose from the dead. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Mark 16, that is. He doesn't mention anything about re-sacrificing him or going to a Catholic Mass. He says, preach the gospel. Preach the word, ladies and gentlemen. The reason you need to be saved, folks, listen, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. Now, these are verses you'll hear very often. You'll see them in Bible tracts. But folks, this is power. This is the word of God. You come short, whoever you are, you come short of God's glory. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Look at that. Eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. If you want your wages and you say, well, I don't want to follow Christ, well, you will get your wages one day. The wages of sin is death. One day you're going to die. And without Christ, you will die in your sins. And you'll have an eternity of spiritual death in a real place called hell. It's not a joke, folks. This is not some little make-believe thing we're talking about. We're talking about eternity. Remember what Jesus said, Mark 1:15, and saying the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. When Jesus walked this earth, folks, he gave us a little taste of heaven. Glory to God. Think about all the miracles that he did, okay, including raising the dead, healing the sick, casting demons out of people, okay? That was a taste of heaven. It's the kingdom of God, ladies and gentlemen. And you're born again. When you're born again of the Spirit, you enter in the Spirit by faith. And that's how the Christian knows that they have a relationship with the Lord by the Spirit. So these are important things for you to know. Look at this from the book of Romans. I'll end it here. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 to 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Okay? So, you know, the Gospel of Rome goes out the window, folks, with passages like this. You call upon the Lord will save you. You don't have to go to a sacrifice of the Mass, receive the Holy Communion, what they call the Holy Eucharist. They believe that that is the actual presence of Jesus Christ. When you ingest that wafer into your body, you're taking Jesus. Folks, that's man-made tradition. I did that for years. I was lost as could be, marching full speed down the road to hell. And this is why I bring messages like this. So remember the title, Is There a Curse Upon the Gospel of Roman Catholicism? Absolutely, yes. And if you're a Roman Catholic, I encourage you, search the scriptures for yourself. Dig into the Word of God. Call upon the Lord. He will lead you out, just like he led me out of that church. Be blessed.